trainers, tracks, tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back, they're off and racing.
Welcome back, Early Mail time, and Victoria's having a rest, which is probably not the worst thing because the weather's a bit dodgy. It's supposed to warm up again, though, get stormy, bit of lightning. Al, when I was striding into the office here.
Yeah, it was a bit of thunder and lightning this morning on the way in.
It's a bit testy out there, so we're in for a couple of days of craziness, but it'll be all beautiful in orange, I have no doubt. And you're about to find us a winner.
Yeah,
please,
we're
going
to chat to Luke Hilton from the all-conquering Bjørn Baker stable. They've got a few in at orange today, where the track is currently good for. Luke, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for jumping on the line. Hopefully we can find a winner here. Let's kick off with your first runner, race three, number seven, Field of Myrtle, goes around in the famous John Singleton colours here. Very nicely bred filly by Deep Field out of the Group 1 winner, Hurdle Myrtle, and she's produced two stakes winners already. Third at Mudgee last time out. Did break her maiden at this track a couple of starts ago. What do we make of her chances today?
Yeah, she sort of took a little bit longer to win a maiden than what we first thought, but she's starting to work it all out. She's been a quirky filly and probably hindered her own chances last start, just after the start. She wanted to sort of take a few bad steps and do a little bit wrong. So I think up to the 12.90 will help her today. She's drawn a good gate to be able to be positive. And yeah, she's probably a bit stiff at Mudgee, and hopefully she can rectify that today.
Only a small sample size, I know, but most of her form so far is with a bit of jar out of the track. Is she right on top of the ground?
I think she should be fine, yeah. She, as I said, she sort of promised a fair bit from her trials, but she's just been a work in progress. I'm hoping that we're starting to get the better of her, and she puts her best foot forward. She should be able to win a race like this.
All right, and then you've got two runners in race five. This is a maiden over 1,410. Number four, Huddersfield, drawn out wide, and also number 14, Way to Divine. What do we make of these two? Also drawn out wide, the stablemate here. You haven't been given any favours with the draw here?
No, definitely not. Both drawn off the field, sort of a few scratchings already, hoping for a few more. Huddersfield was pretty disappointing at Mudgee. He was an okay run first up at Gundagai, but he needs to probably step up to the mark to prove himself today. And Way Too Divine, she was good at Mudgee. I think the blinkers are really going to help her. I probably would have loved her at a mile, but I still think with the blinkers on first time, she'll be nice and fit. She's still working it all out, and I think she's actually going to come back a better filly next time. Love to get the maiden out of the way today.
I see both runners here are by Divine Prophet. So are they owned by the same connections here?
No, different connections, different connections. Just funny enough, they've both been the same races the last couple of times, and both Divine Prophets, and very different horses completely. So
okay, and would you have a leaning to Way Too Divine in that race five?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think the blinkers on will improve her a lot. Ash Morgan, actually, he really likes the filly, and he's got a bit of time for her, and she's just still working it all out, but hopefully the blinkers will just help her find that extra length that she needs to break a maiden.
All right, Luke, what's your best for the day? Is it Way Too Divine or Field of Myrtle?
I think Way Too Divine is, yeah. I think the blinkers will make a difference. As I said, I would have loved the mile, but I think it should be okay to 1,400. The blinkers will sharpen her up, and I think she's a really good chance today.
Good on you. Luke, thanks so much for your time. All the best today.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There's Luke Hilton from the Bjørn Baker stable. So we're going race five at orange, number 14, Way to Divine, currently $2.60 with tab.com.au. Robbie Downey in the saddle, looking to break her maiden at the fifth time of asking.
Robbie Downey was operator down here for a while.
He did operate in Victoria. Yep.
He's gone
a lot of work for Malua, the Corson's yard. So
country New South Welshman now.
Yeah, absolutely.